Sfiras came. It's only by Sif. Sifat Tzkatz has been gave the... We have a kli. One chilek of the kli is chai, one chilek of the kli is pata, and the shayla is, do you go bust in the maimed or not? So, besides the example, chilek shashayim, Tzkatz, I'm written very Mordechai, chilek shashayim, whether you go bust in the maimed or you don't go bust in the maimed. What's the psak of the besesis? The psak of the besesis is the yeshis, the toiv of the blei bracha. The besesis seems to say that you do it without a bracha. Now, in Shulchan Aruch, it says, in Sivav, Kli Eishis, Meshach Shach and Shabarzel, the Kli Eitz, which have something holding up a barzel, Rebuchutz, Oisei Ein Tzorach Tfila. It says over there, you do not need Tfila, and that's a situation, you do not need Tfila, it's going to be Pater. The Shach is bothered by, he said, Tzorach Ein, the Beis Yosef, Pasach Hilchus Yishlei Tevelei Bracha. Beis Yosef is in this case, we have a Maimid, you do it without a bracha. Why? He says that the chayva, the psak should come out that one should be tevel without a bracha, and therefore this it says you should do it without a bracha. And that's he's matmiya on the psak of the mechav. The mechav doesn't say you do it without a bracha. You don't have to do tefila at all. They say it's inside. Seems to say that you need tefila, and therefore the shach within that situation wants to say that you're going to do it to the bracha. Hakabam, but the opinion of the mechaber, Rama is not chaylik in this. One second. That you go ahead and do it. Mechaber is your potter, and the opinion of the shach is you go ahead and do it b'li bracha. The chacham is Adam. He says, "Klim b'stukim b'seish shabazel b'li says leiv says namish b'li." Him if named Tzorach Tefila, Kli Eitz which has Chishun Shar Barzel, you have a Kli Eitz which has Chishun Shar Barzel. In that case, Yitro B'lei Bracha. He says you should do a B'lei Bracha. And as Mechav says, you don't have to be tight with it, and the opinion of the basis of the Archish of the Chakras Adam is that you go ahead and do it B'lei Bracha in that type of case. The Archish Shulchan, on the other hand, says that the minigas we make are like the Pashas of Mechaber, and Mechaber says that you do not have to, you don't go bust in a Mayim in that situation. And you're going to be potter. So come on, bring machlekes. Mechaber seems to say that the inside is a kli which is mechayev, and the outside is something which is other way. Inside is something which is not mechayev. The maimed is something which is mechayev. Mechaber seems to say you do not need a bracha on that, and that's what Chacham says. The din is on that. The Chacham Adam Shach say the chayev says inside to do without a bracha, and if they want to say go ahead and do it b'li bracha. And the Tfilas Kelim book brings down from Yashiv and Shevet Levi. They say the chilish remachmer. That in my the basis of some people go in the Maimid. What? I think it's an example to his game. That you should go ahead and do it. You should go ahead and do it b'li bracha, like the pastor. So the basis of it, you should go ahead and do it b'li bracha. Now, Sif Zayin is. Sif Zayin discusses the case of Kaiser bracha, Kaiser Kesav, sorry, Mechuba b'kli eitz. You have a kaisa kesem chuvah kli eitz. Over there, you need tefila. Over there, Pasha says you need tefila with what? With a bracha. It's a full-fledged chiyuv. So, Shaila is, what's the difference? What changes from Sivav to Siv Zayin? Sivav says they only need tefila b'chlau. Siv Zayin says you need tefila. Not only do you need tefila, you need tefila kipshute with a bracha. So, the Shach's approach is that he says, Mash mitzach bracha, afagat the beis of pasach. That kreishal kesa midrashal eitz, you do a b'li bracha. It's like the shach hasam ilav eitz loya kreisim sukkin klal. Without the eitz, the kli would be nothing. If eitz from a midah, eitz from a midit. Machamayr shal kreisu kachase, rakshim chuvar b'kli eitz. The shach understands that siv zayin, the reason why you need tefillah with a bracha is batzim is a full fledged kli. So hajim shan roi, it can be used. And you just have something on the outside which is just there. Maybe it's the yofi, maybe it's the chizik. But that's in the kli is 100% a functional kli without the other item, and it's not a maimed. You know, it's about a maimed. The opinion of the shach is you do b'li bracha. The reason why I said zayin need a bracha is because it's not a maimed. It's a full fledged kli. You just have something on the outer part of the kli, which is just there for aesthetic purposes. So therefore, that's the reason why you're going to go ahead and toivel it with a bracha. The ber goyla seems to say, we're not going to update to my the Bragala again, but Bragala seems to say, he says that on Siv Zayin, he says, Torah B'Shem Sefer Mitzvahs, Kansas and Mechavish Sark Tila Bracha. You need a Bracha. For like that, Yesh Machmirim in the Teva B'Lai Bracha, Shavia Torah. Not like the Yesh Machmirim in the Torah, which says they do it B'Li Bracha. Like Mesha Kassel B'Sifer B'Seisel Hatel Zeh. And this scare of a Sivav B'Lai Bracha. That which says you have to Sivav B'Lai Bracha. Time to start the Bergala? What? Side when the Bergala again, what? He says Sivav is B'Lai Bracha, right? There's two things, but...
Yeah.
Right. That's his going. Okay, good. And he seems to say that Sivav, you do believe Bracha. I'm saying that the Beis is Zivav Bracha. He seems to be bothered by in that the opinion of the tour and the Beis should be that just like Vav is B'li Bracha, so too Zayin is B'li Bracha, which that really was a Shach Gasha. Shach HaDakasha. What's between Vav and Zayin? So the Bergerah is pointing out, you know, it's and the Shach, the answer is that it's somehow Vav is somehow where it's, sorry, Zayin is somehow where it's a full-fledged Kli, and it's just for aesthetic purposes, and when just for aesthetic purposes, then that's the case where we're going to say that's going to be Chayev, otherwise it's not going to be Chayev.
If you go back to the Shtamshis, why is it like the big Kasha? What's the difference? It's a clear difference, honestly.
What?
If you're going to go back, if the main thing is about the Makom Shtamshis.
Who said Makom Shtamshis? Yeah, I'm saying that.
Zion is the...
That's an Achletaz, maybe. I'm saying, well, where do you see it? The Shach is the Shach. Shach is saying it's a full-fledged Kli. That happens to be just the Eliyofi. And saying, this is not Maimit. That's the Kiddush of Zion. And as maybe Maimit has to be done B'Lei Bracha. There's something called Maimit. It's something that holds the Kli apart. And Kli would be dysfunctional or not be functional without it. There's a second case. The Kli is fully functional. Just you have something on the bottom. Just there for Eliyofi purposes. You might, and the Kiddush of Zion is that is not a Maimit. And therefore, it's going to be a full-fledged Chiyuv. And you can go ahead and you can be toivel it with a bracha. What?
Why is that different than
Sitrah? What do you say?
Just
how is... We ask him that what? The Sitrah, we say that what? I think a chiluk between the two sivav and siv zayin is in terms of what you'd be mishtamished with. He says that sivav is talking about it's a kli eitz, which just has a maimid or something on the bottom of it, which is shall. Something which is chiyav. So over there, he's saying you don't need tefillah. So Zayin is where the ikar shimash b'mifnim is something which is kesef, something which is ikar, is something which is davash chiyav. So over there, reish pnim shal kesef, some ikar attachment shal kesef, vaday tzuyach tefillah bebracha. The chol shem shtam says pnim im maimed koich levata lifter. He's saying the case where the ikar kli is chayav, you just have a maimed which is not going to be chayav. That's not going to have a koich to pater mitfila. Chayis like beidenu kasev hedya that. If the Iker thing is Chiyav, the inside is Kesef and Chayav, so the Maim is not going to go ahead and patter it. Mashenkein Sivav is talking about the Iker Kli is not Shachiyav, and therefore it's going to be patter. Now, very common shayla comes up like this. And there's what's the lach of something which has the Iker Kli is plastic or something like that, and you just have screws. You have screws holding it together. And the question is screw, do screws get a din of a Maim? What's the side of shayla? It's not. It's holding, the Maim said, is holding the Kli together. And do we dana as a maimon or not? So the daiki tshuva and sifkat and samach.
So what are the table screws?
Yeah, Ayin Beis Yehuda Shakasavian Hadaf Shaorchin Alav Shacham Hadaf is as I did Shlivas Masmein Shabarzel Yesh to stop it Gevayim Kami Maimed Shabarzel or not. Do you say it's like a Maimed or not? Yesh Me Gam Teisu Rosh Shavich Shabarzel In Tzorch Tfilo Even going Teisu Only Tfilo If Yesh Eim Shtam Shem Ba Matakas Hachem Lein Tzorch Tfilo. Why? Kini Yisun Erchus On Masmeir On The Touches The Masmeir Maybe It's A Little Bit Worse So It Brings On The Yad Of Fine Brings Down Shaviyavisayim lefinis tate inza kar mishtamers b'metachas. First one's mizna yad frames. Not called mishtamers b'metachas. V'lo risa mishtamers b'metachas. V'lo risa mishtamers b'metachas. V'lo risa mishtamers b'metachas. V'lo that brings down that it's a tzveke de dina, and therefore you need tefillah b'lo bracha. So the tefillah of the Daki Tshuva is, it comes out of tremendous chumra. Anytime you have a kli, which has, it's the ikar kli is not chayev, but you have screws in it, which... Even without it. Even without it. It's good. Even without it. It's midin ma'imid. What do you say? Right. Now, so you have to chesh mitzvah. No, first you have to know, yeah, do we go batzim batzim ma'imid? So the shach says, yeshet ha'eva v'lai bracha. That's the shach wants to go. The pashas of the mechaba is, you don't have to go batzim ma'imid. No, is that, that if the ikar kli is patra, even though you have a ma'im, which is mechaya, the ikar kli is going to be patra. The shach, Chachas Adam likes you to do it. B'li bracha. Chav Racha Shulchan seem to think it's patra. Now this is like Shlabeis. Now, is this B'chal called a Maimed, or this is more like, or we don't know Misachas is a Maimed. So Daki Tshuva means Anamachleikas, and he would like you to go ahead and be Toivolet B'li bracha. Now, the Ramah has a case that, let's say it's a case that you have an ice cream scooper. So the whole thing is plastic, and you just have a little like metal thing, which like flips it out. So what's that going to be? Is that chayv or is that patra? It's more chayv or more patra? So the Ramah says like case like the Chayes was doing to this. So my Rabbis, Davka Ika Kliyus Shal Matachas, Ika Kliyus Shal Eitz, Rak Maat Barzel Kavu Aboy, Hov Esh Shtam Shavlei Barzel Ein Tzar Tvila. Does anyone think of that? The Ika Kliyus is something which is Pater. The Maat Barzel Kavu Aboy. Since it's the Erev Shvistam Shalei Basel, it's usable, it doesn't need tefillah.
Yeah, what's usable?
No. The Kli.
No, but not usable.
The Kli is usable. Like, obviously there's a reason why it's there.
There for?
You have some Basel in there.
It's
obviously,
design,
that's what it is.
That's what I thought he meant. It's a massive design.
Or to like make it like less...
There's a hollow wooden hollow board that has a metal...
What's a mishpah? What's a mishpah?
A metal Shabbos on
it. What's a mishpah? I don't want to talk about it.
So there's eights. There's a little barzel. If it's efshel l'shtamishvay, a kli which is efshel l'shtamishvay beleza, then the Ramah seems to say that doesn't need tefillah, right?
Full shams of the kli that's meant does not compromise the shtam.
Full or the kli that's a shayla. Full or it's you know it's really it's pretty use it's very usable. It's a little more geschmack with it. I understand. Therefore, it's not. It's fully usable.
The way the whole kli is made.
As a caveat, one needs chayv tefillah. The Ramah says, "Your chayin shall purple in b'teich h, and the basil kavur, but there's a basil. So where it needs tefillah? Why? Because ikar kli is shamatkes. One kli is the ikar kli shamatkes. The two mechayim Ramah for kli to be chayv. One is the ikar kli shamatkes. That's kli number one. That's kli number one. Kli number two is if the ikar kli is shall h, my basil kavur boy. Is it possible to use it or not possible to use it? But Kliyam Besakim B'Sheish L'Barzo V'Lei says V'Lei Hav Shulah L'Shtamish V'Lei you can't use it then it needs tefillah. So Ramah says two times a chayv. One is Iker Kli is Barzo. Yeah. Two is Iker Kli is not Barzo but it's not usable without it.
Oh.
So right? So I don't think this goes into either of those, right?
Correct.
Now this if we have in these above Zion we have like four klan. We have Maimed, okay. We have Maimed Bifnim, Maimed Bichutz, right? You know, what's in the halacha in those cases? We have this over here is not Maimed, right? Now we're in a different sugya, right? Maimed, what do you say? Bli bracha, not bracha, mchaber, look like this. So here, this is not Maimed. So in other words, Maimed has a mile, it's Maimed, it's holes of the Kli. Without it, the Kli wouldn't exist. The whole thing would fall apart. Here we have a full-fledged Kli, a little more geschmack. What's going to be the halacha? There's some Basel Kavobai. So the Choyra in the Sivzayin's Ramah, we have two columns. One is the Ikar Kli is Basel. Two is Efshar Shnamash Bai. But if you don't have either of those, the Choyra, you don't need a Bracha. You don't need to be Tevali, right? Mm. My name's Maskim?
Yeah. Is that? What about the Machaber that was Nella from this halacha? Would that be a.
Well, let's say you have, let's go through a couple more cases of Kalim. Let's say you have a Kaili. What are those plastic kumkums? Let's think about those a second. Plastic kumkums with the metal element. So what is that?
Metal plate eats up the water.
What?
Well, metal plate eats up the water.
So what is that? That's going to be... which. Let's start with that. Is that Vav? It's like, hey, Vav, is that... Where are we? What's that? Let's try to break down.
With the
relationship with Aramaisha. No, Aramaisha. What is that? What is that? You have a plastic kum-kum. The Ikar Kli is what?
It's plastic.
Plastic. Is Efshar Shnamash without it?
With what?
Without the...
The metal on the bottom?
Without the metal, you can't use it. It's useless. Without the eating element, it's useless. The eating element. What? Metal scoop of shot is that piece breaks, you throw it out? Why is this in a regular scooper?
That's what's telling
the whole thing
is
apart when it breaks.
It's not a zeitic issue, he's saying. It's a side problem. It's not a
kapsa. You can take out the whole thing,
maybe. No, but it's only because of the screw the way it's made. But
it means that's the
clue. But what I'm saying by the kumkum, I think that's something which is Efshar Shnamash belighted, and therefore that's the reason why it's going to be chayav in tefillah. What other cases do we have? What's. What are those things called?
Blender?
The blender. What's a blender?
The knives.
That's all plastic. What? A blender. What's a blender?
The knives and the metal.
So it's all plastic, but
the knives are metal.
Therefore, it's Efshar Shnamash below it. Therefore, it's going to be chayiv.
Everything, just the metal.
Just the metal.
That would discuss when you table something. You chayiv with the metal part. You table the whole clay. With everything discussed, that
you have to retable.
Then that we'll have to discuss. Bitev is mine.
Chiddush
table blender. No. Just talking about. But you have to just place what sefer are we in? Like, where are we? What are we? Yeah, that's going to be Zayin Ramah. As you said, Zayin Ramah is one is Efshar Shnamash Belayit, two is Ikar Kli. Those are two times which are going to be high. What are those? This is a hard shayla. Those plastic spoons, the baby spoons?
Yeah.
So what are those?
Plastic.
It's metal and a plastic covered.
It's metal.
That's it. Inside is glass, metal, and outside is plastic.
Rubber, like rubber on the outside?
Rubber
or. The tip of the spoon is metal,
the
handle is metal.
Which part?
No,
the spoon
is
metal.
It's
not actually coating, it's way more than a coating.
But the outside is metal. The outside is metal. The inside is metal.
47. So what's with that? How have we done that? What is that?
That's
Maimed. That's Ikar Kli. What is
that? Why do they make it metal in the middle? Why do they try to make the whole thing?
Because it wouldn't have a structure.
Wouldn't it be strong enough?
Probably, yeah, I guess it wouldn't be strong. I guess. I don't know.
Why? They have plastic ones that don't have any metal.
So, what is that? Is that a Maimed? It won't stay around?
No.
What do you think about? What is it? It's. Yeah, same thing. They went down there also. Fine, down the same thing. Same shot. So what is that? Is this a Maimed? Or is it two independent Kalim? Is it what? So everything's a Maimed? What, otherwise it'll fall apart?
The rubber will fall apart.
They're not wasting metal on it. The reason why they're putting metal on it.
What? No, maybe the reason why is that if it falls, it won't crack. Or
plastic metal or rubber?
Yeah. Neither one.
It won't crack with
metal. So just why they have the metal inside? Anyone know? I'm saying.
I'm just assuming that it's what we're saying. I've never seen it.
All the form.
Otherwise, it'll just self-destruct.
Yeah.
Just stronger. So what? If it's just stronger, so then maybe it's the Ramah. The Ramah says that the Iker Kli is not metal. And if it's just there to be stronger,
If the you have to know the Metzius.
No, Miami is something which holds it together. Like we have screws, it's holding, or the case of the old that you have eights, and you have the metal things on the outside, just holding the cleat together. Otherwise, it won't hold together. So if you tell me over here just to make it stronger, then that'll be subsiding the Ramah. You putter. If you tell me it would self destruct. Then it'll be butter. It's the same thing. Why do they have it there? If it's just to make it a little bit stronger, then that's the design, and you can be butter. If it won't stay around in the chur, it's my mid, and I'll be telling the machlokes. Yeah, I guess so. The chur is that. Okay, fine. I don't know what this is.
So what are we coming out?
It's telling me what this is.
A lot of the silicone things, I was once by a share once, and I was like, by the way, you should have all your spatulas, because
the metal inside?
There's metal inside. And I opened my silicone thing, and inside was metal.
Right, so the question is, why is it there? Just to make it stronger.
Silicon is not such a strong material.
If it's just to make it a little bit stronger, it's extra time to add it, you're putter.
You need to melt the silicon
metal to hold
it on. It would bend. If it's strong enough to use, it will bend.
Then it's chayv. Then it's not chayv. You chayv, one or two cases. Maimed, machlekes, blah. Or a kli, Icarus metal, or a kli, which you have shastamish with that. You tell me it'll bend or break right away. So then
it's... It won't bend.
So you won't be able to use it. Go like that. Like, use my plastic spoon, to like beverage. What? What?
It's still better than the mirror plates.
How good was mine?
No.
I can stop with metal.
Which is not touching
the mirror plates.
In the case of the metal spoon with the hand, why is that not?
So if I take something real metal and a cup of plastic, I would still be talking
about it. It's just down below, not mine.
It's just down below, it's not mine.
No. Miami is something which holds the cleat together. Without that, it'll fall apart. This is the Mitzvah. It's not holding the cleat together. The cleat will stay, just it's not usable. Why isn't it usable? For whatever reason. No. Miami is a cleat will self-distract. Just here, it holds the cleat together. It won't hold it. Over here, the cleat itself will stay around. Just you tell me it's not usable. Why? You need the metal. Otherwise, it will fall apart, or you can't use it. That's what happens. Okay, fine. Let's start with Ches. Ches brings down that, in terms of what do you chayiv to be toivol. So the Ches brings down that, the Gemara brings down that, if you borrow a kli, you rent a kli from a goy, doesn't need tefillah. If you remember Suda Daki Tshuva at the beginning of the Siman, maybe Chosh Lechavach to Daki Tshuva, he says, shouldn't borrow a kli, it just didn't have tefillah, because it has the Geisha Zachin in it. And, but definitely the Stami is Hadavar would not be like that. And would not be a problem. I go on that if you borrow a kli or you rent a kli from a guy, does not need tefillah. You don't need tefillah. Now, right in the gate, you go to a hotel and they have some glasses over there. You're allowed to use the glasses or not. So, did not have any tefillah kalim. So we're not getting involved in the whole hotel shayla. We go to a tzimmer. And without getting involved in all the kashrus shaylas, unless you want to use a cold. Fine, technically you can get back right. Cold is no problem. Okay. So now you want to go ahead and use it. So what's your tefillah kalim? So if you borrow a kli or secher kli from a guy, you are not mechuyev. So therefore, you go to some place which is owned by a motel, whatever, and it's owned by a guy, there would not be any chiyuv tefillah kalim, and we wanted to go ahead and use it. So we'll get the maybe we'll get the mummer, maybe we won't. Now, but it's so whatever the mummer was, we spoke on mummer. It's something we never spoke on mummer. We spoke on mummer. Say fine. Now, if you saw bought from a guy and he lent it to his friends, over there we say, if the first sell is chayiv, so therefore you're going to have to, and you lent it to his friends, it's chayiv. Then he brings down, v'yesh misha oimer, that the first guy bought it, didn't buy it at Tzarek Suda, he bought it to cut klafim. Over there, you don't have to be toivlet, you wanted to be toivlet, being that the first guy did not buy it at Tzarek Suda, so the second chayiv is that you're not chayiv, even though he's giving it to a second person, but being the first guy did not have it for Suda purposes, therefore it's going to be part to the Shach. And it ties me down to the Issa. This is not like that. This is Nit Tefillah. Because Lamaisa, right now, even though the first guy didn't buy for Suda purposes, but Lamaisa, the first guy we use it for Suda, will be the Lacha, Frankie? First guy used it for Suda, will be the Lacha? Maybe Toivolet. So therefore, once I give it to the second guy can't be better than the first guy. What? Much of Shabbos be there. Okay. What time is starting?
15.
Okay.
15.
But 15. Okay. What? Sorry. Anyhow, so the issue that there says you do it b'li. You should be toivah for the shach and taz both say to go and be toivah b'li bracha because the ma'aser if the first guy would use it, he'd be chayv. The second guy can't be the first guy. Therefore, you should do it. So therefore, zok the taz. Very important words which have a lot of major ramifications. Hashol kli kelim misol chevani. You borrow from a store. You have a friend who owns a store. Erev Shabbos, you use some dishes. You go borrow from him. Tzayach suda, you do b'lei bracha. Why? Because machak shenim over here. That's the bad. You do b'lei bracha. But you should tell the chevani that you did a b'lei bracha. That the one who buys from him, he should not be terrible with a bracha. What do you say? So what's he saying over here? Very important. We have machlek shenim over here. When the chevani has it, is a chayv and not chayv. The reason the patim why it's not klei suda, it's going to be patur. Therefore, if somebody else goes ahead and takes it, we have machlekes now. If he's a vasuda, he's a chayev or potter. Das is that there's a chayev. Das of the other rishonim, you're potter. Mechav or passing, you're potter. Shach and taz say tevel et b'li bracha. So the taz is important. If you're doing tevel et b'li bracha, go ahead and make sure you tell the chevani to tell the one who buys it. You should just know that you're not chayev with a bracha because what? What do you say? What?
Give me tevel for somebody else.
Why do you mean tevel for somebody else?
He's going
to
sell it to somebody.
Right, for what?
So when I totaled it, it wasn't, right?
According to some Rishayim, you're chayiv, therefore it's chayiv. I borrowed it for Suda. According to this, that I'm chayiv. Therefore, being that I'm chayiv, therefore I have to go ahead and be totaled it. So therefore, I'm totaled myself. And then we go ahead and totaled b'li bracha. So from here, this gets involved a very important shayla that talking about retaveling your house. When you bought your after your chasana, before your chasana, you bought the kelim. So the many places which you buy from a store, and the store tables it for you.
That's kishma.
Anyone do that?
That the store does it for them.
Yeah.
That's
the big shaila. That's the big shaila. It's pre-tabled. You know, everything nowadays is pre everything, right? The bugs are pre-checked, and we got the so pre-tabled kelim. So the question is that something which is going to work or not going to work? So should that work?
No.
Why should it not work?
Because you're
wrong again. Because you don't... What do you say, everybody? What? It's Kli Scher by the Chavon. You did it? Okay. They did it before you bought it or after you bought it? Okay. So there are some... our stores which do that. So that's also whole shayin lamdis. Even if you pay, that's okay. So that we'll go slap shop. Okay, we'll go. Even you pay for it. Even if you pay for it. So if you remember from your bar mitzvah days, kesef's kaina, not kaina.
Not kaina.
Kesef's not kaina. So. What do you say? Can you be zeicher for something when you own something?
The cashier.
They could.
Blanket Express owns the pot. Now the worker
does it. Okay, yeah, probably go. Oh, it's okay. Maybe you could do it. The worker. I mean, it's not Avdei Shivchay. Maybe you could. Yeah, they pile. Okay, maybe that's
the worker. What was that?
Does the worker know he's being kind for you?
Doesn't have to.
Does the worker know he's being kind for you? No. So does Kenyan work? We don't have any Das Kenyan. Yeah. Does Kenny work without any Das Kenyan? He's getting nervous. So I see.
If he knows he's titling it for you, then he knows that he's doing your halachic requirement.
He doesn't know who you are.
He doesn't exist.
He's not a guy.
So now the Jew is titling it for you. He
knows
that he has to do whatever needs to be done to title.
So
he has to have Das to do what needs to be done.
What needs to be done? It's like saying, God, I want to do tshuva. Whatever needs to be done, should be done. But I ain't do Kabbalah, Vidai, or Charata, or Aziz Sakat. We're good. I like that.
You know? How it's done?
Like 2020 Judaism. Okay. I'm good. Meanwhile, it works. Meanwhile, it's out. Okay. Al Kapanum. So, And if you buy it, there's the, you know, as Lamaisa, you paid money for it, but
you never ever cleaned it.
So how's it going to work? Therefore, there are many places would say that is not a winning combination, and it's not going to be good because it's by the Ravani. Star what? They gave you a star that you own it, ma. There's no Kenyan star.
The way
where's the Kenyan star? I'm
now.
I say?
It's the way that
Kenyan maybe Kesef's kind of, but Makarim Suramam maybe says that. So this is a weird. The Ramah says that even though Kesef's not kind of, maybe if you have Das Kenyan with Kesef, maybe that works, maybe it doesn't. I say? Right. Okay, that's a Shaila. So the question is it Midin Situta? Okay, this is all fight we have. What was the case? Let's say Minaga Seichrim, the taste of Exuvis. This is all because I think it's posh like this, but let's see. Okay, we're gonna make a side check. Chesh Mishpah back home. Anyhow, we're gonna do Chesh Mishpah
different
day.
I can't send a clue with my friend who's going to the mikvah. If you just grab this and dump it in,
what do you say?
Would you that every if I see yourself? a guy going to the mikvah, I can't say, okay, just do it there for the ticket with my spoon.
If you're chayiv in tefillah, the question is chayiv in tefillah. Now that's the question over here. It's not no. What the chavani was saying is kli schayra, it's potter. If you're so right now, it's still kli schayra. But kli schayra is no chayiv. There's no chiyuv yet. What do you say? So let's just. What say? What's that up to? You just started chas. You finished chas. What? You saw the stuff about hotels. Yeah. How far is Eilam in? I should wait for this till Wednesday. I got my roll of silas, and on Wednesday we're going to do Chesed Tziyot, whatever else, some stuff too. What do you say? Oh, a couple of shots again. That's sign number one. Maybe we could say after you buy us a little more Kyle, because maybe we could say after I pay for us a little more Kyle, because maybe now it's Oymid Le Suda now.
Well,
it's not more scar anymore. The scar basically was done, right? Even though maybe in Hechaz Gidri Kenyan, I didn't make a police Kenyan.
So it's a problem.
Okay, so is there a problem? Let's say, now there's a guy. Is there a problem being Tevil Akli, which is not owned?
By anybody?
No, Yisrael owns it now. It went from a guy to Yisrael. The Chevani is Potter from Tevilah.
When I say removes the tongue of the guy?
Does remove the tongue of the guy.
Why not?
Maybe it's better than that owned.
I say?
Why do you have to own it to remove the tumah?
Does the king feel on the scale?
So what did about Tevil Bakarcha?
So Ms. Svar, would you say I'm answering a right to the Shaila?
What about Tevil Bakarcha?
I say? So Bianca is saying that what? That about the whole chefs of Tvias Kalim is not, this is not like a din like we have like a tumah. And we have to go to the mikvah. It's there's a mitzvah tefillas kelim. When you have a mitzvah kelim, so then whatever you want to call it, you know, let's leave out the hugi bugi tumah. But there's a mitzvah kelim, and when there's a mitzvah to do tefillas kelim, so you do the mitzvah. When there's no mitzvah, you don't do the mitzvah, and it's like shaking lula on Hanukkah. And it's just you know, is that what you meant to say?
The part is Shina Rishos. The part is Shina Rishos. When it's going from a guy's, we saw it.
It went, let's go. It went from a guy to Yisrael.
It didn't go to Yisrael.
What? What? So why? What time is it? Why is that? So this is the problem, Bianca. Why did the Taz tell you to go ahead and tevel it without a bracha, and then the Chevni has to tell the next guy to be tevel without a bracha? In case of the Chevni, right? He bought it for Sreira. He lent it to you to eat. So what does he say? You should be tevel without a bracha. Give back to Chemni. Chemni should tell the next day, Tevel Ad Bracha. Why is the second? No, but why is the second have to be Tevel Ad Bracha? Why is it Tevel already?
Because
it's Machlokes and Shonen. No, and on the side of what?
It's not.
Then if it's no Chia, we're saying it's not going to work, right? The Chia is a color right?
Because that's clear.
No, what? Have a dikai? No, I saw somebody say it's pasha that works. No, pasha works. Went from you to goy and whatever. But it's wrong from the Taz. The Raya that was the Taz say. The Taz says that. What? The Taz says that the Yid bought it, gave it to a guy, gave it to another Yid to use for Suda. Some is the Mechaber, Toiv without a bracha, Tavachevani, that you Toiv it without a bracha, and the next guy should be.
Why
should you have a bracha? Why don't you say there's no more Tvila anymore? He did the Tvila, right? Right, so we see, you don't say it went to Yid to the guy. We see in a point where you're not Chayav, you don't say you can take off the Toma. No, because definitely no chiyah. And the question is, you want to say we took off the tumah.
No chiyah by the second guy?
By the first guy. What? Right. So we see that if it's pater, it's pater, right? No. It's before you pay for it and after you pay for it. So before you pay for the chiyah, definitely the passage would be that it's no good. Why is it different?
Because when it's clay square and I title it, so then at a time it doesn't work for the second person. But over here, at a time I gave money, it's not the chemi.
No, it's good before you gave money. But when the chemi pre-table came, walk in the store, pre-table, finished.
You didn't give any money.
Can't get money yet, right? Chur, that should come out. You can't say, oh, I'll save it. Now, we pay for it, now we can start handling. I wasn't cutting it maybe in Gidri Kinyanim, but it's
not clay square.
It's not so much Omer Vesher anymore, it's more Omer Le Suda. Maybe technically it's not mine. So that is more debatable. So we'll get that. Fine. Let's go next case, which this comes down to. You buy a very common situation, Shalach Manas.
Oh, no. It's Peter.
What? New York. So, can I pre-table the Shalach Manas or not? What's he say to Shaila? What? What's the Yisrael of Shaila?
What's
the Yisrael of Kli Tzchira? The Kli Tzchira is, that something which is not Oymin L'Shimash. Achila is not a Kli Tzuda. It's not a Chepsa Kli Tzuda. And as we're looking for Kli Tzuda, Kli Tzuda Mechayev, something which is not Kli Tzuda, something which is Tzchira purposes, that's something which is not going to be Chayev. So now the Yisrael of Shaila, what Shalach Manas is going to be, do you say that this is not for Tzuda purposes? It's, we'll call it Kli Matana. That's what it is. And therefore, it's something which is not going to be chayav at this point. And if you go ahead and be tovel it, then you can't go ahead. It doesn't. Don't do a bracha, and maybe it could keep shittay doesn't work. Or the pshat is, are you saying that what?
The whole yisrael of shalach manas is you're supposed to give the food that is eatable for a suda.
The food you're fed.
So now you're taking the plate and you're taking the deli sandwich that you're giving your friend.
Oh wow!
Still for what? Yeah, but your
shimush is
as kli matana. It's not kli suda. You're giving it to somebody else who might use it for the suda.
Let's say I put it in a jar.
Same thing.
So
you're giving your suda to your friend. What? Sounds like it. Okay. Okay, next case. Yeah, Gemach has Kalim. Can the Balak Gemach be Toivol? Good case. The Balak Gemach be Toivol of the Kalim. So there, or, okay, so let's go. We'll come back in a second. The most common case is, let's say, you want to buy a coffee across the street, Shiva Samir. Do they table the urns and that? So maybe I'll just go ask them, but I would highly doubt some of the, depends on which store you're in. One store, the guy said he bought a keli, which is not Chayim Tfilas Kayim. The other guy didn't ask, so I can't imagine. I don't know, but let's say a lot of the urns in these stores are not tabled. So you want to take a coffee. So the question is, Chayav HaPater, or let's go, every hotel, you go to every hotel, is that Chayav HaPater. So what's the Shaila? This is a little bit different now. This is a Kli Suda, but the Suda is a business purpose.
So what's that?
What's
the
no, it has to be a Kli Suda. So do we say that this is a Kli Suda because it's used for Suda purposes, therefore it's going to be Chayav? Or you say, my shimish is what? My shimish is I own a hotel. So my shimish is my shimish is, this is the items here. Shir today? My shemesh is. Oh, we're over time. Okay, it's getting a little late. My shemesh is that.
What is it?
Is to use it for schoyer purposes. That for the chepsa of the kli is not a kli suda de kli. It's a chepsa of the suda is a chepsa kli is a kli schoyer de kli. It's a business purpose kli, or no? Being that the schoyer gufa is suda. Therefore, that's going to be chayv. Now, if that's going to be a tremendous nafkamina, the restaurants, hotels, and all the stores. If they're not tevil, that's.
If the owner eats himself there, then.
I've already chayv for him. It's pretty soon, though. That's his problem. The question is beside you. That's going to say, is that called kli schera? Or that's called kli suda. Okay, we have to be mamshech a bit of his money.